Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Lane Bajardi, and here are today's top local stories.
Three Good Samaritans sprang into action to help a woman in a burning vehicle on Long Island.
I would never be able to sleep, ever, if I had done nothing and just stood there.
Says orchestra teacher Michael Cicino, who was one of the three Good Samaritans who helped rescue a woman who crashed her car into a utility pole in Northport. The car then burst into flames.
We pulled her out enough that we could each grab an arm, and we had to drag her across the street.
Authorities say the crash happened when the 33-year-old was trying to avoid an animal in the roadway. It turns out Michael knows the woman and her mother. The woman was a former student of his at Northport High School, and her mother works with him at the school.
I see her mother every day. She works in the library.
The third Good Samaritan helped make a tourniquet with a belt to help stop the victim's leg from bleeding. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Suffolk County, Long Island.
Following up on last night's deadly triple stabbing, which happened in an area of the East Village people say has been chaotic and unsafe since the pandemic began. Now city council members are again calling for action after a 38-year-old man was killed, with another man and woman sent to the hospital with stab wounds. The area right on the border of Councilmember Keith Powers' district.
For years we've been ringing alarm about the conditions on 14th Street, which have seen some improvement over time, but still requires so much more attention and resources from our city agencies.
Councilmember Carlina Rivera represents the area. She says just before the attack, the NYPD approached multiple aggressive individuals transient to the area. Rivera says the 30-year-old man arrested was known to police as an emotionally disturbed person with a record of assault. The area around Penn Station continues to be transformed.
The ribbon cutting on a new and improved West 33rd Street adjacent to Penn Station.
This is a whole new experience from what it was just a few years ago. Take a look.
That's for NATO CEO Steve Roth checking out the plaza, trees, shade, a soaring new entrance to Penn Station, an expanded plaza outside Madison Square Garden. City Council member Eric Botcher says of the transformation.
You'd only come here if you had to. And then when you came here, you'd get out of here as quickly as possible.
But now you may want to stick around for Roberta's Pizza nearby. Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Juliet mentions Roberta's. Also check out the new Los Tacos number 1 at Plaza 33. Authentic, affordable for some quick and tasty tacos. In the Bronx, some early morning bloodshed. A woman shot at East 174th Street and Commonwealth Avenue in Soundview. Happened around 1:40 as the 25-year-old was sitting in a car about a block away from the Cross Bronx at Rosedale Avenue. Police say she's in stable condition with a shoulder wound. No word on whether she was targeted. No arrest made. A one-time cop pleaded guilty to the off-duty shooting of two women, very much targeted. She'll serve almost three decades locked up.
Under the deal, former officer Yvonne Liu will serve 22 years for manslaughter and five for attempted murder, 27 altogether. 2.5 years ago, Officer Wu was waiting in the Brooklyn apartment of her girlfriend when the girlfriend arrived with another woman. Wu used her service weapon to shoot the other woman dead and wounded the girlfriend. The plea deal also includes an order of protection for the surviving girlfriend. Roger Stern, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
It's a good day to be eating outdoors. With the August deadline approaching, some Queens restaurants are getting federal dollars to comply with the city's new outdoor dining program.
Grace Meng is offering $2 million to help restaurants in her 6th congressional district comply with the city's new rules.
After all, they were amongst the most devastated businesses during the pandemic. And following the overhaul of the city's outdoor dining program, this new initiative will ensure needed improvements for our businesses and our neighborhoods.
Restaurants have until August 3rd to apply. DOT Commissioner Idanis Rodriguez.
And I know our city will wait for the last moment, and people will be saying, I didn't have information.
He says the city has been reaching out to restaurants with existing sheds from the COVID era to explain the program and the penalties for not removing them. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Jackson Heights.
A kayaker is in the hospital with hypothermia this afternoon, but it could have been so much worse. This 34-year-old was out in the water west of Reeves Beach. When he was reported missing last night on the island, he ended up out of the kayak trying to stay afloat for an hour and a half before Riverhead Police and Suffolk County Aviation officers rescued him. He's lucky his friends missed him and called for help as he was found more than a mile away from the beach, bobbing in the water. Speaking of beach safety, New York's south-facing shorelines are under a high risk for rip currents this afternoon. The National Weather Service says people should stay out of the water or risk getting pulled out to sea. The advisory includes Jacob Riis Park, where two teens disappeared into the water Friday evening.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.